This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday confronted Russia directly at the UN Security Council, denouncing the Kremlin's invasion of his country as criminal and urging the United Nations to strip Moscow of its veto power. Clad in his trademark military fatigue, Zelensky, for the first time since the February 2022 invasion, sat in the same room as a Russian official, who responded by scrolling through his smartphone with a look of conspicuous disinterest. Zelensky said ending Russia's veto power on the Security Council could be among wide-ranging reforms that would include permanent representation for developing nations where support for Ukraine has been lukewarm. The White House said U.S. President Joe Biden raised hard issues, including protecting the checks and balances in a democracy, in a Wednesday meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in New York.
We've had a lot of discussions over the years, you and I. How long has it been?
Who can count?
I tell you what, I gave up counting because he worked for the embassy and I was a freshman senator, and we're both very important men.
The two leaders sat down and took time to chat one-on-one on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. It was their first meeting since Netanyahu took office at the helm of the country's far-right government late last year. Azerbaijan said on Wednesday it had halted military action in its breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh after its battlefield success forced Armenian separatist forces to agree to a ceasefire that will see the area fully return to Baku's control. The ceasefire took effect Wednesday afternoon. Tensions there high since Tuesday. This is VOA News. The European Union says it's withdrawing $5 million in financial support to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission because of what it calls lack of independence and transparency in the country's disputed August polls. Columbus Mpunga reports from Harare.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa defeated Nelson Chamisa of the Citizens Coalition for Change in the hotly contested August 23 election. Nick Mangwana is the government spokesman.
Its withdrawal does not mean anything. ZEC will fulfill its mandate through the funding that it gets from the people of Zimbabwe.
The EU's observer mission to Zimbabwe's elections was among other missions which condemned the way Zimbabwe Electoral Commission ran the August polls. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
The Nigerian president, detained since July by the soldiers who deposed him, has petitioned a regional court demanding his release and reinstatement. President Mohamed Bazoum, in an application filed this week, requested an order stating that his detention by Niger's junta infringes on his fundamental rights and that he should be reinstated as the country's democratically elected president. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland clashed with Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives who accused President Joe Biden's administration of weaponizing the Justice Department. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In his first appearance before the House Judiciary Committee in 2 years, Garland's defending his department against claims by Chairman Jim Jordan.
The fix is in.
Who accuses it of protecting President Biden during an investigation into his son while attacking former President Trump during another.
Justice Department's got both sides of the equation covered.
Garland fought back.
Our job is not to take orders from the president, from Congress, or from anyone else about who or what to criminally investigate.
Garland says he has not interfered in the years-long Hunter Biden probe, which Republicans say the Justice Department is deliberately slow-walking before next year's election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Car makers, which have invested billions on electric vehicles, slammed Britain's move to delay a 2030 ban on the sale of new petrol and diesel cars, saying it would disrupt supply chains and slow the transition to greener cars. Following weeks of speculation over the key net zero pledge, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said on Wednesday he would push back the ban by 5 years to 2035. I'm Joe Ramsey.